brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got an important broadcast lined up for you on this Friday transmission. It is the 24th day of September 2010. Bob Chapman with his once-a-week visit on the economy and so much more. We're with us in the third hour. We have Daryl Metcalf, a state representative who was listed, along with his Second Amendment group, as potential terrorist. This Pittsburgh Tribune Review has been writing on this. We've had our own detailed reports before this was even in the mainstream news. Pennsylvania Homeland Security targeted Tea Parties. Second Amendment group made terror threat list in Pennsylvania. That is all coming up. Because remember, the 9/11 attacks, whether you think it's an inside job or you really think men in a cave made NORAD stand down and blew up Building 7, along with the Easter Bunny's help, even if you believe that fable, you cannot deny they've used the 9/11 attacks to set up Homeland Security for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. Okay? Period. Period. You cannot debate that. The people at Red State and everywhere else living in denial about this need to wake up and understand this. Now, I've got all this incredible news, and I'm going to shoot a special video today. It'll be up Sunday or Monday. And I've had brainstorm after brainstorm the last 2 days. I've written page after page of notes, and I'm not going to do it live here on air until Monday, but I'm going to put a video out on it this weekend. I've really had to do some soul-searching about Glenn Beck. I mean, Glenn Beck is a phenomenon, tens of millions of listeners, millions of viewers, and I've seen him do a lot of bad things, like supporting the Patriot Act, supporting the banker bailout, demonizing Ron Paul, but saying that I was going to make a film about the neocons trying to come back into power, which we are still going to make, we've been doing something I've never done before. I mean, I'll be honest with you, folks. I really never watched Glenn Beck. I would see YouTube boil downs of things he was doing that were terrible, and I would criticize him for it. But in the last few months, I've had crew and myself, they watch it every day. I don't have time, and they show me selects. And this is unprecedented. His show Wednesday on Fox TV and Thursday, nothing this truthful has ever been put out on national television. I mean, I'll just say that right now. I mean, see, it's like Michael Savage. I give him credit for coming out in the last year and saying Obama will probably stage terror attacks in America. We can play those clips. You can just search him if you want. We've written articles about it. I disagree with Savage on, you know, some issues. I agree with him on most. The point is, when somebody has that type of courage, you've got to give them credit. And we've engaged in a deep analysis of what Glenn Beck is doing. And I have to say that if he continues on the trend, getting more hardcore every week, and we've been monitoring his radio as well, he will be Alex Jones hardcore within 1 year. And then if that ever happened, I'll never completely trust him like I do Ron Paul. Ron Paul was the same 30 years ago, 10 years ago, a year ago, this week. A real patriot across the board. Exposing the world government, the New World Order, the Fabian socialists, the bankers. I can never completely trust Glenn Beck. I can never completely trust him because I've seen so much doublespeak and treachery in the past. But I understand why a lot of our listeners and viewers are like, why are you saying he's bad, Alex? Aren't you watching? Well, no, I really wasn't. it's incredible. I mean, that's all I can say. And the biggest issue and message here is this. The fact that the things we talk about are now mainstream television shows how far as a society we've come. And you notice that Roger Ailes is still in at Fox, record ratings, and Zuckerman at NBC is gone, Jonathan Klein leaving CNN. They're falling apart. I mean, yesterday, Beck was talking about stuff we wrote about 2 years ago, dealing with the federal government admitting they're setting up world government. All right, I'm not getting into it today. I may a little bit later. It was just amazing. But big announcements over the weekend and next week. I'll give you my full...
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, we are back live here. It is Friday, the 24th day of September 2010. I'll be back this Sunday with the abbreviated transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right, let me just run through some of the news that we have here in front of us today. On the economy, gold climbs to $1,300 an ounce on dollar concern. Gold futures are even higher. Silver at 30-year high, surging as well. The bad news, Congress puts the vote on taxes off until after the election, meaning the entire Bush tax cuts for the middle class, for poor people, for rich people, it will go into effect. Headline, Congress punts on taxes. Democrats put off showdown on Bush cuts until after November election. Here's another one. What more Fed easing means for markets? America on sale. And it goes on to admit that it means as the dollar's devalued, foreigners can come in and buy up our assets that much cheaper. It's a widespread business or corporate level model of being able to go to Mexico, you know, 20 years ago for $100 and stay a week, get hotels, food, everything, because the peso was worth maybe less than one-tenth of the dollar, depending on what, currencies were trading at the time. And it's the same thing. But instead, these foreign corporations and groups are able to come in and buy up our infrastructure, our companies, you name it. Warren Buffett says that we still are in a recession. And he went on to add that we need to get over our anger dealing with tax increases. Yeah, you got to love the fact that Warren Buffett's companies got tens of billions of dollars of taxpayer banker bailout money. But his response to people that don't want to pay taxes to these criminal banks that sold all these derivatives is that we need to get over our anger. Buffett, the taxpayers, get over your anger. That's from Omaha.com. That is just some of the news on the economy that we're going to be going over today. Another report here, forget a recession. The empire is crumbling. In some other interesting news, Glenn Beck yesterday on Fox, and we're glad to see this happening. We've put out public messages to Beck saying, please stop denying that the government wants to put Americans in FEMA camps. He talked about how the government has put Americans in camps before and said it was a danger last night. He talked about world population reduction and how that's the world government's plan. Then he's going to expose it all week long next week and talk about how eugenics was created in the United States and exported to Nazi Germany. It's not exactly right. It was started in England, expanded here, then sold to the Germans. And he went over this report, Global Trends 2025, that we wrote no fewer than seven articles on 2 years ago. Where the Pentagon and the National Intelligence Council admits we're going into a planetary government. And Beck got up and said, look, this isn't a conspiracy theory. This is a fact. The government is saying this themselves. But then Cass Sunstein comes out and says, you should be arrested if you talk about this. And he actually read Cass Sunstein quotes and said, Cass Sunstein is a very dangerous man. In fact, the most dangerous in America. I don't agree with that. He's got bosses. But I'm just dumbfounded by what I'm seeing. But it shows why Fox has got top ratings and is growing, while both the NBC head and the CNN heads have quit today, been fired basically, been run out. Because they'll have one of their Bilderberg hosts on there telling you that there is no Bilderberg group, and then the next day telling you how great the Bilderberg group is. And so all of this stuff's out in the open. And so if the dinosaur media continues to lie about this and call people conspiracy theorists, they're going to lose what credibility they've got left, which isn't much. So Fox is very smart to take on some of the Patriot movement's political spots or colors to camouflage themselves. But this could be bigger. This could be an internal fight between the elite. There's a lot of nouveau riche, a lot of new wealth, a lot of new billionaires who are upset about what's going on. I've talked to some of them off record. A lot of the big money's leaving the U.S., realizes that this tyranny is so hardcore. They didn't mind tyranny and corporate welfare to get filthy rich, but now they realize this is a vertical integration and that they are open season as well. So this could be a complete paradigm shift within the establishment, realizing that they can't beat us. The Patriots join us. Again, I'm going to make a video about this today. It's going to be out this weekend. I'm going to make a big announcement next week, you know, concerning my view on all this. I'm really, quite frankly, still cogitating on it. But in the last 2 months, since I decided to make a film about the neocons and the liberals and how the whole left-right paradigm works and looking at the co-opting of the Tea Parties, that I've really immersed myself in studying Glenn Beck. And that means not just watching boil downs on YouTube of him, but actually watching him. And he's getting more hardcore every day. And at current rates, in less than a year, really, he will be as hardcore as Alex Jones if this continues. Fine, if that happens, I'll say, hey, he's great, like Ron Paul. He should come out and say, I was wrong when I was for the Patriot Act. I was wrong when I was for the banker bailouts. I was wrong when I said there wasn't a new world order. I was wrong when I made fun of people. And then we could even trust him, perhaps. I mean, it's incredible. But I'm going to make a whole video, a 15-minute press video release on the subject today. We'll shoot it today. Aaron will add documentation to it. Again, I don't trust these people as far as I can throw them, but the issue is they're coming out with hardcore truth. There's a global government. It wants to kill you. And Then he's reading Cass Sunstein public quotes about we need to make conspiracy theories illegal or tax them. We know that most of the conspiracy theories are true, but even if they are true, we still say they're lies. I mean, and then Beck says, don't believe me, check it out for yourself. And then he goes on to talk about how we're rats in a rat maze with controlled choices. Ladies and gentlemen, most of what you hear me talk about are epiphanies, understandings, connections I've made. I've coined hundreds of terms now in popular use. Left-right paradigm, propaganda placement. And he literally, I kept wondering why Newsweek, Time, New York Times, Salon, hundreds of publications in the last year and a half kept saying, Glenn Beck is riffing off of Alex Jones. Glenn Beck is copying Alex Jones. And even though I've got Nightline doing pieces on us, and even though I have higher internet ratings than Beck and Limbaugh combined, you can go look those up at the Google Trends, or you can go look that up at Alexa, or you know any of the major sites, I still think of myself as little. I still think, because, I mean, it's my little office. I literally carry the trash out many days. I mean, we're a small operation. And so I thought, oh, the media is trying to demonize Beck by, you know, saying I'm more of an extremist. And so they're claiming he's copying me. No, he really is. And, you know, at the end of the day, I don't really mind that. If Glenn Beck was for real, if he didn't take my message and then mix into it pro-war, pro-torture, Jack Bauer is a hero, you know, we need to take the gloves off, Ron Paul supporters might be violent, global warming might be real, on and on and on. I don't mind. I mean, imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. But it also kind of shakes me up to hear him word for word. Now remember, he's got a $15 million studio. We've got a $100,000 studio. He's got a bunch of writers that ghostwrite his books and fill his teleprompters. You notice people always see Obama reading teleprompters and they're shocked. Well, where are the images of Beck? I mean, he's reading off teleprompters. So it's whoever's doing his writing at Fox News, and I actually have this from two high-level people that work at Fox, and I was told this over a year ago and couldn't hardly believe it separately. And then I was told by another radio executive who knows Beck and knows his bodyguards, who were retired FBI agents, that Beck believes in the New World Order, is freaked out, is building a bunker, is scared, and watches my show, listens to it daily. So I want to say to Glenn Beck, I challenged you a few years ago when you were saying FEMA camps didn't exist, when we sent you all the evidence of it. I challenged you to not continue with what you were doing. And I'm not just here griping and yelling about Glenn Beck being a Judas goat or a Benedict Arnold because I'm mad that he reaches millions of more people than I do on television. I don't care at the end of the day. I'm about the mission and my children living in a free country. I want to believe in Michael Savage. I want to believe in Rush Limbaugh. I want to believe in Glenn Beck. But I can't forget Sean Hannity saying all militia should be arrested. That's a quote. Every child in America needs an implantable microchip. That's a video quote. It's in, Police State 3? Total Enslavement. I mean, I remember Savage saying 6 years ago, anybody that criticizes the war is aiding Al-Qaeda and needs to be put in a forced labor camp. Well, I mean, Mr. Savage, the Patriot Act, even if the Muslims are evil, bloodthirsty demons that do want to kill us, I mean, if your paradigm is accurate, for the case of debate, let's say it might be, for 12, 13 years, I have been getting internal law enforcement reports and training manuals where it's all for conservatives and gun owners and landowners and veterans. So, I mean, you're talking about putting people in forced labor camps. Don't you understand, Savage? That's the forced labor camp is for good Americans. See, that's why you can't say put some group who you say is bad in the forced labor camp. And, of course, I don't believe the Muslims are evil, bloodthirsty killers that want to get us. But, look, I've already started getting into this, and I shouldn't have, because I've got all the notes I've written where I really want to focus and cover every... Hi, this is Alex Jones. Remember when I said you spell freedom, F-O-O-D? It's really true. Legislation is in the process of restricting the growing and sharing of food. And a record number of Americans, over 43 million, depend on the government to feed themselves. Food prices are going up for Americans. Prices are going up, even for eFoodsDirect.com. This will require their first price increase in 3 years. The most important thing Americans can do for their own freedom and survival in these hardest of times is to get supplies of high-quality storable food. Because of the huge response to this buy three and get one free special, eFoodsDirect.com will continue this special until September 27th. Right now, you can buy three and get one free at the old prices. But move fast, because this offer ends September 27th. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 24th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,299.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,333.85, $666.93 for a half ounce, or $333.46 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,333.85, $666.93, or $333.46.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
I'm going to finish up with this whole Fox News situation. You've got the Fifth Avenue, Sixth Avenue bloodbath going on. NBC, CNN, Chiefs out. But why is Fox not just holding on to the ratings, but even growing with some of its programs? Because they at least will admit there's a world government. All over the European press, all over the foreign press, and even some of the U.S. publications admit there's a world government now, but they say it's a good thing. Now, the neocons and Republican host for decades said it didn't exist. They were the gatekeepers. It was the kook detector. If you talked about the CFR, you were a lunatic. Glenn Beck on Wednesday admitted that a member of British intelligence, Edward Mandel House, helped set up the Council on Foreign Relations and the Federal Reserve to take over this country. I mean, that's incredible. What is Fox News doing talking about that? Lou Dobbs didn't even go that far. And he, of course, was forced out of CNN. At the end of the day, it's a complex issue, and again, I'm going to do a report on it. It mainly shows how we've caused a huge awakening. You have caused a huge awakening where the controlled left has to now admit world government's real but say it's a good thing. And the controlled right has to come out and limitedly admit there's a world government and that it's authoritarian and tyrannical. But they still support the main goals of the globalists. And here's the key. But he gets better and better, so we're hoping, you know, he's going in the right direction. He tells you that Van Jones is the top of this. He puts their photos up and that this is the elite. And that it's Cass Sunstein. Those are mid-level minions on the left arm of the controlled system. And they know that. And the writers for Glenn Beck and others are showing that they have a high level of understanding of the eugenics planetary dictatorship that they're now setting up. And so that means they understand the rest of the paradigm. And they're not telling you it's the Fortune 100 that are openly calling for world government, the banks, the oil companies, all of it. They're telling you it's a bunch of professors and leftists who are only carrying out one piece of the overall agenda. And that's the big issue. But this is going to be good for my radio show, my websites, that this information is becoming so widespread, they could take baby steps now with Beck and others. And then they can find the deep analysis in the full spectrum breakdown here on this show. But to actually be really watching now and really listening, something I hadn't been doing but off and on, is freaking me out because I'm literally producing, I had said 30-40% of Beck's show, inadvertently. They take what I do and then change it but use it word for word in many cases. That now what I talk about is going to be on Glenn Beck in 2-3 weeks. The guests we have on are going to be on in 2-3 weeks. Word for word, what I say is taken, changed slightly, and put out on his radio and TV show. It's amazing the responsibility I've got. And I've always, you know, said it's not about Alex Jones. All of us are leaders. We've got to take action. That's the power of my great audience. But I have to face up the fact that I've got to go to the next level. I've got to be more professional. I've got to be more focused. Because, I mean, nobody's telling Alex Jones what to do. I say, hang that light here, put a camera there. I gather the news. My crew brings me news. I go over it. There's no teleprompters. There's no makeup person. There's no nothing. What does that say about my message and my perspective and my analysis of the New World Order? That the most powerful news network in the world, and I have this confirmed from people inside, but you can see it every night, takes what I do, even down to the props he uses, the words he, I mean, everything. It's got to be 60% of what he says on the radio and TV is directly from this show. I mean, imagine if you were Alex Jones, and whatever you talk about, Glenn Beck has people literally taking and then putting out. And Aaron Dykes, while I was sitting there watching Wednesday's show and Thursday's show last night that they taped for me, they were fast-forwarding and showing me selects of it in our editing booth. I was watching it up on the big screen TV in that room, and Aaron looked at me very knowingly and he said, "Looks like you got co-opted even though you never sold out." And Aaron says this is and I tend to agree with him, a complex psyop. If they can't beat us, they'll join us. They're playing the part of opposition while the Republicans are out of power. As soon as they get into power, it'll be just like Keith Olbermann was anti-tyranny when Bush was in. Now he's pro-tyranny. And I tend to agree, but this is bigger than what Keith Olbermann did. I mean, this is unprecedented what's being put on television. I mean, I'm literally on television every night through Glenn Beck. It's bizarre.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's blitz through news now. Starting with some InfoWars.com news. Tim, our office manager, came into me after the radio show yesterday. And he said, I've got some bad news for you. Give me a document cam shot on this, guys. Thank you. Department of Transportation, Delaware, sent to our office. First offense warning. It says the next time I'll be fined. And it has a photo of a homemade InfoWars.com sign on a telephone pole. And they say they have proof that I posted this. And, of course, I wrote a little comment on Kurt Nemo's story dealing with this. Note from Alex Jones. This is asinine. The sign in question is clearly homemade. If an Obama sign was put on my utility pole, would the state issue Obama a citation? If somebody made a homemade Obama sign and posted it, would they send a citation or a ticket to Obama? This is something straight out of Stalinist Russia or Mao's China, where you're guilty for something somebody else does. I am out of the state's jurisdiction. The next time a sign is put up, they will fine me, they say. If I don't pay the fine, they will issue an arrest warrant. Then I'll be forced to sue them. They will undoubtedly lose and have to pay me money taken from Delawareans. So I've called their office. Their phone numbers are on this flyer scanned in up at InfoWars.com. The headline is Delaware sends InfoWars.com first offense warning for sign. Now, we do tell people to post flyers in public legal areas, check your local laws, to expose dangerous fluoride in the water and things like that. I guess it's a good idea to put up InfoWars.com signs, but do it on your own property or do it in areas where it's legal or lawful to post signs. I mean, we've had cases of people spray painting InfoWars.com in Oregon, and then another case in Colorado. And I got threatening calls from local officials telling me to stop it or they'd come after me criminally. I'm not spray painting things on road signs in Colorado. I got a threatening email from a government in New Zealand, a local government, where an abandoned building, somebody spray painted InfoWars.com on it. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have banks stealing trillions of dollars from us. They're trying to start World War III. There's all sorts of corruption going on in government, and they should have better things to do than worry about somebody putting up a sign for InfoWars.com. But it just shows how crazy government is. I mean, in the past, government would use common sense. And no, I don't have offices in Delaware. I don't think I've ever been to Delaware. I've been on some long road trips. My parents took me on to the East Coast, but I don't think I've ever been in Delaware. In fact, I'm pretty sure I haven't. I asked my dad last night, and he says, no, we've never taken you there. I've never been there. They're just sending me tickets. And it's why federal and state courts have thrown out red light tickets over and over again. Under state law, you've got to have an officer sworn and bonded who's a witness to show up in court, write you a ticket. You can't have a computer and hooked to a camera run by some defense contractor send you tickets. They're illegal. They're unlawful. They need to be removed, and they are being removed in places like Arizona and Southern California. A few months ago in Texas, a state court told the company that runs red lights in Austin that they hadn't gotten a private investigator permit. They claim they have to get that, too, if they're going to be issuing these tickets. You know, you're not offered court to challenge these. And the agency that's doing this, this private agency, is just continuing. So it's another example of lawlessness that's going on. I wanted to get into some good news today for folks as well. The Disclose Act, which makes McCain-Feingold's restrictions on free speech look tame, has been defeated. It would make any public interest group like Gun Owners of America disclose the names of donors in certain political advertisements. So the massive attack on free speech. Continuing with other good news, we have, of course, a few days ago, the DREAM Act to legalize a bunch of illegal aliens and give them free college tuition and put them in the military. That's been defeated. Meanwhile, the Republicans are back with their Contract on America Part 2, GOP pledge to America laced with Tea Party slogans. And you notice that Boehner and the scores of other Congress people that stood with him with their pledge for America, pledge to America, they were not wearing ties. Oh, they're the common people. It shows how coordinated all of this is. They all got together and said, don't wear ties, dress down. It's form over reality. And if we have people like Newt Gingrich leading this conservative revolution, we're going to end up in the same place we were in the mid-1990s. It's going to be sabotaged from within. And that is exactly what's going on with this today. And I, frankly, am sick of it. I am tired of it. And that, watching two of Glenn Beck's shows yesterday evening, there was a lot of little red flags I did see. I'm trying to encourage the fact that he's getting better. But that's to gain people's trust, no doubt. Because the neocons know how powerful this anti-globalist movement is, and they know they can't tell us it doesn't exist anymore. So they have decided to have high ratings and be successful and tell part of the truth. But again, I'm hoping it moves in the right direction, so I'm trying to be positive here. But he got up there and he said there are real conspiracy theories, and by that, things that are not true. And he said there is no truth to the birther story. Hillary Clinton created that story, which there's not a lot of evidence of that. There's a little bit that some Democrats did question, you know, where he was really from, because that was the scuttlebutt within the party. And he went on to say, basically, that Newt Gingrich was good somehow, and that Newt Gingrich had never said that the birther issue was real. This is a guy who wants global taxes, global carbon taxes, and one world government.
He's written multiple books on it. He does TV ads promoting carbon taxes. And I had to hear about how Newt Gingrich was good and the birthers are bad. Look, the birthers have legitimate concerns. And going back a year ago, I said I didn't know if it was true or not, but there was some evidence, and that it looked like a cover-up was going on because he never released the original birth certificate. But since then, I've researched it in depth. He was an Indonesian citizen. He changed his name to Barry Sitaro, and under federal law, that made him ineligible to be president. Now, you notice that that will never be touched by Fox News. Oh, they'll sit there all day long saying the birther issue is a fraud, and that it's run by Hillary. Hillary is in the White House. She's a cabinet member. She is the head of the State Department. Okay? She's the Secretary of State. Hillary Rodham Clinton. I mean, the Clintons are puppeteering Obama. So now they're claiming that there are these fissures within the Democratic Party itself. I mean, this is an asinine joke. So Newt Gingrich good, birthers bad. But a side issue, it's just, ladies and gentlemen, don't let anybody tell you flat out with no evidence there's no evidence without giving any proof that there's nothing to the birther issue. There is a lot to the birther issue. And he does have a grandmother saying he was born there. There is a statue there saying he was born there. We've got three different video clips of Michelle Sitaro, a.k.a. Michelle Obama, saying he is Kenyan-born and is a Kenyan. But forget that. Forget the birther issue. What we've got to push, because then everything he's done will then be struck down in the courts. Everything he's done retroactively will be thrown out, is the fact that he committed treason, violating Article 1, Section 9, when he seated himself as the head of the United Nations Security Council. That had never been done. And that is treason according to the Constitution, period. We cover it in my film, Fall of the Republic. And we've also, to double-edged prong here, we've got to get it out to everybody that his real name is Barry Sitaro. He's got another name, too. I mean, there's a whole bunch of these names. And he did live in Indonesia. He did give up his citizenship. Look, if you moved to Iran and gave up your U.S. citizenship, or you moved to Indonesia and you gave up your citizenship, you couldn't come back here and run for president. It is completely elementary. It is a fact. And, you know, if Beck wants to bash Hillary Clinton all day, which is fine with me, I won't lose any sleep over that. Remember fundraisers being held for Hillary Clinton when they were trying to get her into power in 2007 by Rupert Murdoch? Multi-million dollar fundraisers held at his private penthouse. In fact, guys, Google that. People won't remember it. Rupert Murdoch held fundraisers for Hillary. Pull it up. Let's pull that up for people. Now, I do know some Navy SEALs, retired, who did guard Mr. Ailes, the head of News Corp, the head of Fox News, a division of News Corp. And this goes back 15 years ago when he was scared to death with multiple bodyguards. This is directly from the source. With multiple bodyguards, afraid of the Clintons killing him. And I'm trying to get one of these guys on the air, or I may be able to get one of their associates on who was also witness to this. You might be able to imagine where I learned things from Navy SEALs, but I'll just leave it at that. The point is that there are some fissures in this whole power structure. So people are enemies, then they become allies later. But, yeah, there was the MSNBC headline. Let's put it back up. The guys found it very quickly. Great job. Murdoch, fundraiser for Clinton, creates buzz. MSNBC running an AP article. And let's blow up that screen so I can see the year. That was in 2006. 2006, 2006, 2007. I remember he had multiple. That was just one of the big ones, one of the first ones. So there you have it. The point is that when these people get behind closed doors together, more often than not, they're on the same team. They're the ruling class, and one group, the Democrats, gets back into power playing the part of anti-establishment under Bush. You know, Bush is anti-establishment. He gets in from Clinton. Then the Democrats pose as anti-establishment with Obama. He gets into power. But they're all financed by the very same interest. But there is some truth to in the mid-1990s, Ailes was completely paranoid, shaking in fear, and hiding from the Clintons with multiple Navy SEALs protecting him 24-7. And I've confirmed that about Beck. Beck has FBI, retired FBI, protecting him from the government, from assassins. Beck's main fear is A, the government, and then B, patriot groups. I guess he's afraid of my listeners or something because I've criticized him. Beck, we wish no harm upon you, okay? All right, I'm already digressing here, and I've got all this news to get to. It's just crazy. Okay, covered some of that good news there. You know the bad news. The Democrats have decided to punt, and they are not going to vote this year ahead of the election 2010 on keeping some of the Bush-era tax cuts that were across the board for the poor, the middle class, the rich, and the ultra-rich. And so everyone will have massive tax increases. Obama breaking his promise for not just keeping it the same, but middle-class tax cuts coming into play next year. So, and the Republicans aren't squealing too much about this. They think they're going to get big political bonus points. And let's see if once they're in power, if they actually get rid of tax cuts across the board. Or bring the tax cuts back across the board. Okay, let's see if they actually get rid of these tax increases. Let's see if that happens. Let's remember. Let's not get so happy feeling like we're winners. I remember trying to talk to Bill Clinton supporters when I was first on air in 95. And I'd say, Bill Clinton is sold out to the communist Chinese. He's a globalist. Strobe Talbot, his undersecretary of state, wants world government. Here's all the quotes. And they'd say, you're just mad Republican that you lost. And I'd say, look, I'm not a Republican. I am a constitutionalist. And the Republicans do at least give window dressing more, you know, to that view. But I said it's a controlled left-right paradigm. Bill Clinton works for the globalist. His mentor, Carol Quigley, wrote a book about this and admitted they control both parties and that there isn't a dime's worth of difference at the leadership levels. And they'd just laugh and say, you're angry. You lost. Get over it. They were associating their personal power and their identity with Bill Clinton, who they saw basically as their daddy. And then everybody gets mad after Clinton of 8 years, so Bush comes in. And Republicans, I said, look, you know, he's trying to pass the assault weapons ban, reauthorize it. You know, he's expanding NAFTA and GATT. He's not really fighting carbon taxes. He's doing all these things. The Patriot Act's been written for the American people, Section 802. On and on and on. Look at these federal reports. Their training, almost all their training, is not to fight foreign Muslims. It's for the American people. And they'd say, shut up, liberal. Shut up. You're just mad that George Bush beat Al Gore. And I'd say, I hate Al Gore. They'd go, no, you don't. Don't try to trick me. You know, don't try to trick me. Liberal. You're just mad that George W. Bush, beat your guy Al Gore. And I said, no, no, no. I said, look at election fraud. The machines are cheating whoever the anti-establishment candidate is or whoever the elite wants to get in. They cheat for them because it's part of a sharing of power in the left-right paradigm. These machines are questionable. Let's just look at the evidence. And they go, shut up. You're mad that Al Gore lost. And then Obama came to power. And I said, look at his advisors. He's for the bailout. He's for the wars. He's against the Constitution. He may be a foreigner. We know he gave up his citizenship. And they'd say, shut up, right-wing Fox News, you know, Glenn Beck copycat. And I'd say, I don't even watch Glenn Beck. If anything, Glenn Beck copycats me. No, 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 no. So remember, when the Republicans take the House, maybe even the Senate, and definitely by 2012, unless Obama stages a nuke attack and declares martial law, and that could always happen. His handlers could do that. They're certainly hyping it right now. They're sending up trial balloons. But barring World War III or a staged nuke attack or something along those lines, Obama and all of the progressives are out of power. The globalist eugenicists is what they are. And then they'll put in eugenics light, the Republicans, and they'll pay a little lip service, change a few things. But Obama takes us 100 miles. The Republicans take half of that away, but we're still all the way down the rat hole. We don't want We don't want Republicans to just repeal some of it. They've got to get rid of everything that's been done since 1913. They've got to get rid of the Federal Reserve. They've got to criminally charge these big central bankers. Or they're going to destroy our economy and our society. That's their plan. And Beck was admitting that the mega elite want to destroy our economy by design. But he was saying the mega elite were little communist professors. No, it's the mega corporations that fund collectivism. And Beck's handlers know this. His latest faction book, Fiction That's Fact, admits it all. They have a high level of understanding. They know all of this. And they knew this stuff 10 years ago when Limbaugh and others were saying none of this existed. So don't 2 years from now when I'm saying, look, the Republicans are not repealing all this stuff. Don't sit there and go, shut up, commie. Okay? I'm a commie when a Republican's in. I'm a fascist when a Democrat's in. No, I'm a constitutionalist patriot who wants liberty and freedom and private property and the Second Amendment and the family protected, period.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records. Records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 40 minutes after our first guest leaves us, establishment feigns outrage at Ahmed Dinajad's 911 rant. Key article by Paul Joseph Watson up at PrisonPlanet.com. And I want to go ahead and play a video clip of his speech yesterday at the United Nations in New York. Here it is.
There were three viewpoints. First, that a very powerful and complex terrorist group, able to successfully cross all layers of the American intelligence and security, carried out the attack. This is a prevalent viewpoint which has been supported and mainly advocated by American statesmen. Second, that some segments within the U.S. government orchestrated the attack to reverse the declining American economy and its grips in the Middle East in order to save the Zionist regime. The majority of the American people, as well as most nations and politicians around the world, agree with this view.
All right. Now, if you look at the New York Times Angus and Reid poll from 5 years ago, 84% of Americans questioned who really carried out the attack. I mean, our government admits they staged the Gulf of Tonkin. They have Operation Northwoods. That's declassified to stage 9/11 style attacks. These corporate groups have taken over our country, have stolen $28 trillion the last 2 years. Bloomberg admits and reports in multiple reports, Prudential admits that they basically took the death benefits of 6 million veterans and the U.S. government made a secret deal with them, the VA, to steal it. Now, I mean, the globalists didn't just kill a million Iraqis in the last 7-8 years in Iraq and stop there. We have corporate interests that control our government, and they also have financed and protected radical Muslim groups. That's on record. And so they create the crisis and then offer the solution. I mean, the smoking guns of 9/11, I'm going to write a story about that. We've written many, but dealing with the whistleblowers. Sabelle Edmonds, translator, days before heard, quote, Al-Qaeda working for the U.S. government. She told the 9/11 commission that in closed hearings. You want whistleblowers? What about the police we've had on, like Bartmer and others, who heard the countdown to blow up Building 7? Then we have CNN with the video with the cops saying, get back, they're going to blow it up, that building's coming down. I mean, the evidence goes on and on and on. We know the official story's a lie. 6 of the 10 commissioners have said that. And so they go find somebody unpopular like Ahmadinejad. He comes out and says this, but mixes Israel into it. And then they say, oh, my gosh, see, if you're a 9/11 truther, you're with Ahmadinejad. No, if you're a 9/11 truther, you're someone who looks at the facts and lets the chips fall where they may. And I was on the air years before 9/11 saying the government was going to stage major terror attacks. 2 months before, specifically saying they'll probably blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, bin Laden. How did I know that? I saw the media saying, here's bin Laden. He's going to get you. When he attacks, we're going to take your rights to keep you safe. I saw them priming it, getting the public ready, just like they primed that day and put out a secret Reuters report. This was later confirmed. I even predicted it'd be Reuters, because I know who feeds the BBC and CNN, that Building 7 fell in its own footprint from fires. Before it fell, they did a false start. Kind of like New Zealand, Australian, and other papers reporting Lee Harvey Oswald had been arrested for shooting Kennedy. It was published before he was even arrested and his name was in the news here. They got their time zones off. They made mistakes. It's a false start. Just like they ran drills of the very trains and the very bus being attacked at the very same locations at the same time that day with the Metro Underground and Visor Consultancy. They ran drills on 9/11 of the exact same targets being attacked at the exact same time. Why? Because if the government or corporate groups staging the attacks get caught, they tell the rest of the government that doesn't know, oh, we were part of a drill. That's their cover. They always have a drill.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.